Everything Action Cast Chuckasode Number 2 Intro Time. Hello everybody, this is Charlie, or Chuck, with your Chuckasode Number 2, checking in on a lovely day, considering this is going to be posted probably after it's supposed to be, so... Yeah, let's jump into it with some of my, I recent look-sees and such. Good to be back, by the way. There was a time when my world was filled with darkness, darkness, darkness. So, how you guys been? Ha, good, me too. Yeah, shit's going down, it's great. Totally can't hear you. But if I could, I'm sure I would be happy about it. So, congrats. So yeah, welcome back to an Everything Action Cast Chuckasode. This is your second Chuckasode. Therefore, my fourth time missing the Everything Action Cast, because I am a jackass and still haven't gotten internet. So yeah, I'm phoning it in once again. So this episode, your Chuckasode number two here, I'm going to be doing the new movies again, saying what I watched, saying what I didn't watch, mostly what I watched though. I'll give you an action-adventure classic, since I, once again, have missed out on writing that this week. And I will also bring you a new segment called What's in My Satchel. You should enjoy that one. Anywho, let's get this kicked off with a kick to the groin region. Literally. One of the movies I watched this week was a DVD that I picked up. You may know it as some random French name, but the actual movie is called District B-13 Ultimatum, or D-13 Ultimatum, Ultimatum as it's also called. It's the sequel to District B-13, the French parkour and martial arts film about a barrio about to be destroyed and rescued by a local free runner and bulldog cop martial artist. It's pretty badass. When I say bulldog cop, I don't mean an actual bulldog. I mean a cop who's pretty hard-nosed and badass at kicking ass. So that movie I definitely recommend you check out. B-13. District B-13. Quite good. But second one, District B-13 Ultimatum. Not too shabby. You get to see some really good fight choreography in it. Cyril, I can never pronounce his last name because it is French after all, is quite good on the martial arts end. A lot of really awesome stunts in the film. As well as David Bell, one of the originators of parkour, just rocks the house with some of the stunts he pulls off. All in all, I honestly can say that I loved the first one much better than I enjoyed the second one. But the second one does have its moments that are just absolutely mystifying. Actually, one of the new cast members that comes into it, young lady, I don't remember her name, I wouldn't tell you if I could because it's worth trying to look up. She is in another movie called The Challenge. It's a French movie as well, about a group of parkour guys that go to Thailand to start up a parkour school for street kids. She's one of the starring actresses in that movie. I think the only starring actress in that movie. And she plays a pretty big role as one of the warlords in the district in this movie. And she's awesome. She has a set of knives woven into her long-ass ponytail that she kind of uses like a chain whip and like destroys these corrupt coppers. It's pretty tight. So yeah, District B-13 Ultimatum. There's explosions, there's gunfights, there's a lot of martial arts and a bunch of free running. Family, unity, corruption, you know, it's got all the good French movie makings. So definitely check that out when you get a chance. You really enjoy it, because I really enjoyed it. The other movie I picked up was kind of an underground movie. It didn't release in that many theaters, and it's kind of upsetting that it didn't. If you're a Star Wars fan, you are definitely going to want to watch this. It is a flick called Fanboys. And it's about exactly what it sounds like. You fanboys, you Star Wars fanboys, which, I'll admit, because I don't want to be a poser, that I'm not the biggest fanboy. But I am definitely more Wars than Trek. I will say that. J.J. Abrams did a good job with the new Star Trek, but I am more of a classic Star Wars fan. You gotta have the puppets, you gotta have the movie mistakes. That's what makes them so great. There's actually a quote in this movie along that lines. And it's a fantastic movie. It's touching. It's a group of homies, all really good young actors. And it is fucking straight up one of the funniest movies I have seen in a long time. I nearly shit myself giggling. Could have been the stomach flu I had, but probably the movie. So definitely check it out. There's a lot of, obviously a lot of Star Wars references. The cameos in this movie are sick. You have so many cameos of old almost said Star Trek. Fucking Trekkies. No offense. So many ex-Star Wars actors cameoing in this film. It's ridiculous. As well as just other awesome actors that you see in a lot of other movies. It's quite funny. And you'll just pee yourself when you see all the different cameos. So, check out Fanboys. It's basically a story of four gentlemen, probably in their mid-20s, taking a trip that they had planned on since they were kids to break into the Skywalker Ranch and steal Episode 1. For a little pre-look-see before it releases 6 months later. So it takes place in the late 90s. But yeah, check it out. It's really good. It does have a little action, so it does pertain to this. Plus, it's based around Star Wars, which, you know, it's all amazing action. So check it out. That would be Fanboys. So the two movies I recommend, District B-13 Ultimatum and Fanboys. But if you can get your hands on the original District B-13, check that out first, because it is editing-wise, music-wise, and a little bit better direction than the new one, Ultimatum. But either way, both action, both good. So check those out. The other thing I want to recommend real quick is Initial D. Japanese anime. I don't know if all y'all like anime. It is pretty action-packed for an anime. It's a driving show about drift racing in Japan, up in the hills. It's really tight. Your main character is real charming, kind of a dumb way. His best friend is a complete idiot, which is also fun. And he's got this girl that's got a crush on him that he doesn't even know about. So that's always fun. But no, really good driving scenes, really good animation. If you get a chance and you like anime, check out Initial D. There's several seasons of it. Start with the first, work your way up. It's pretty entertaining. I like a lot of anime action. But this was the first non-action anime I got into, and the driving does count as action, I suppose, but it's not pure action. So, anyways, Initial D, pretty good. Alright, let's go into the action-adventure classic. So my action-adventure classic for this week is going to be Twister, which I know isn't all that classic, but it's classic in the sense of a good movie that you can watch over and over again. It's one of my fallback movies. The Day After Tomorrow is one of my other ones. For some reason, I know it's not that good, but it's one of those movies I can watch over and over again and never get sick of. So, same thing with Twister here. You got Philip Seymour Hoffman playing a stoner. You've got, Helen Hunt being hot in her white tank top. You've got a amazing supporting cast. You've got the non-monogamist. Why can't I remember his name? Bill something from something. Hang on, I'm gonna look it up right now because I feel like a jackass. Bill Paxton. Now you see why I'm a jackass. That was an easy one to remember, right? Totally. Can't believe I forgot Bill Paxton. Alright, so you got Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Amazing supporting cast. Cary Lewis, isn't it? The Princess Bride bastard. Got the hot chick. I hate when they do that. And one of my favorite songs in it. One of the best classic rock songs ever. A Child in Time. During the Twister chase scene. It's tight. And they do actually a really good mashup in there. Even before mashups were popular. So check it out. There's a bus going by in the background. You can hear it. Damn. That's annoying. Anyways. Live action right there for you folks. So yeah, that would be my A2A classic. Twister. Awesome movie. Mid-90s. Good action. Mother Nature kicking ass. And humans going along for the ride. So check it out. Seriously. Now we come to the end. I'm going to do my one last segment. The new one. You know what it is. What's in my satchel? So basically what this is I open my most recent Netflix arrival and tell you exactly what's in there. Because I forgot. So let's find out what's in my satchel. Satchel theme song. All right. So in my satchel we have... Oh, yeah, I forgot I ordered this. Outlander. 2008 release. Fleeing an interstellar war. James Caviezel, which everybody loves. Jesus, I didn't like that movie, but everybody else does. Also Frequency. That was Frequency, right? I think it was. It was good. Real good. Crashes on the shores of Norway during the Iron Age. Extraterrestrial monstrosity called the Morwen also survives the crash and begins to cut a bloody swath of destruction through the Norwegian countryside. Armed with the high-tech weaponry of his planet, Jim Caviezel teams up with the Vikings and the Morwen... And I skipped a line. To end the Morwen's rampage. It's got some fairly unknown co-stars. I mean, some of them are big. Actually doesn't list them on here, and I don't remember the trailer very well. But I remember the thought of a futuristic humanoid semi-alien going back in time to fight with the Vikings against a giant monster that sort of resembles a large tiger mixed with a dragon sounds like a damn good time. So, who knows if it's going to be good or not? I think I'll enjoy it, though. So, The Outlander is in my satchel, just so you know. All right, I'm going to close it up for the night. Hope you guys enjoyed Chuckasode 2. You got another regular Everything Action cast coming up in the next couple of days here. And then, depending on whether I have internet, I'll either appear on the next one or you're going to get your Chuckasode number 3. So, hopefully you guys come back to Everything Action cast here. If not, pop on over to our website, everythingaction.com, where action comes to play, as they say. Hey, take care, guys. Have a great evening, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Stay frosty.